This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
It's time for the big pitch.
And the pitch. Not that big pitch. This one.
This elevator is going up.
It's the Big Pitch Radio Show. And here are your hosts, Jason Gary, Marla Tabaka, and Kevin Harrington on Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to Big Pitch Radio. So BigPitchRadio.com. Go to Facebook and like us. Twitter and follow us, both at Big Pitch Radio. This is where we pitch, invest in, and grow businesses every single day. I'm Jason Gary. My two wonderful co-hosts, Marla Tabaka, Kevin Harrington, on a little bit of a hiatus today. So I am flying solo, but I miss them greatly. I can't wait till they get back for the next shows. We are very, very blessed today. We have a fantastic show lined up for you. Before we get into that, I want to make sure that we thank all of our veterans and soldiers out there. They are the very brave men and women that protect the very freedoms that we enjoy on a daily basis. We couldn't thank you enough for that. We are past 300 shows now. We've interviewed probably over 1,000 of the top titans of industry, thought leaders, and great pitching businesses as well that have come on the show and have been seeking capital and been helping them find that capital. So it's been a lot of fun, and we want to thank all of you for being a patron of the show. We know you have a lot of choices out there. Today we have a fantastic show lined up for you guys, and we're really excited about it. We have a tremendous lineup for you today, and two guests, one a returning guest, our legal in-house sponsor counsel here will be speaking to a couple of great business questions that we've received from people on Facebook and Twitter. If you have some more questions for Amy Tepper, Amy Tepper Law and Legal in a Box, make sure you put those on Twitter and Facebook right now, and we'll go ahead and try to get those answered for you. We also have Meg Roberts on with Molly Maid. She's the president of Molly Maid with us. She talked about the great success that they've had over the years, and we're really excited to speak with her as well. So sticking with a fantastic show, let's kick it off. I don't like to hijack this show. I hear myself talk enough all day long, so I want to get into this show and have some good conversations here with Meg. Meg Roberts is with Molly Maid. Molly Maid is based in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a town I'm very fond of and moving to here shortly. Molly Maid is the nation's residential cleaning expert. The company actually cleaned more than 1.6 million homes last year alone. We're going to talk about anecdotes and things like that and just kind of get into it a little bit and find out how they've achieved the success that they've achieved. And so, Meg, it's a pleasure to have you here on Big Pitch Radio today.
Well, thanks for the introduction, Jason. It's really exciting to be here, and I'm thrilled to hear that I'm on the line with someone who is so fond of Ann Arbor, great hometown of mine, and the hometown of Molly Maid. We've been here in Ann Arbor now for 34 years, really excited about our growth and continued development as a company. We were recently acquired by a company down in Waco, Texas, that was wise enough to keep us here located in Ann Arbor, so we're really thrilled to still be headquartered here and continuing to build our business from this part of the country. So thanks for having me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. You know, I've seen Molly Maid down here in the, I think they have a little station wagons with the signs on the side there. And I never knew it was headquartered in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I'm excited to learn more and more of all the different companies that are headquartered in Ann Arbor as I'm moving up there for the work that I do on a daily basis.
And
so it's very fascinating.
Great.
And
Ann Arbor is a great franchising mecca. Sorry to talk over you there for a minute, but we've got the headquarters of Domino's Pizza just down the road. Our family of brands has included many franchise organizations over the years, but specifically here in Ann Arbor, in our location, is Mr. Handyman and Molly Maid. And we've been kind of quietly headquartered here for quite some time. We have 250 franchisees across the country in almost all of our 50 states, but we're always looking to find great entrepreneurs who are interested in small business ownership and being part of a service that everybody needs and everybody uses. So the more our vehicles are out there recognized on the road, the more we can provide that great service.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want everybody out there listening, if you are looking for a great franchise opportunity, you know, this could be a great opportunity for you to get in, probably relatively inexpensive, and we'll talk about that as well. And you want to get in with an organization that has a story past, a very, very solid reputation, has figured out all the kinks and the challenges and worked through all those things. And so I think Molly Maid is probably one of those companies. We'll learn more about that here in a little bit. Before we get into that, Meg, I want to talk to you. You know, obviously, clearly, you have a ton of energy, great background. But going back, right, you know, when you grew up, did you grow up in Ann Arbor?
I did, actually. Yep, I grew up right here in Ann Arbor. I'm one of four kids, so you've got to have a lot of energy to fight your way to the breakfast table and get that
right.
Bowl of
absolutely,
cereal
absolutely. Now, speak to that a little bit. I mean, you know, growing up with four kids, did you grow up in a household with any other entrepreneurs, or was it mainly traditional? And tell us about that.
Very traditional household. Four kids, two boys, two girls. My mother is a stay-at-home professional who spent all her time raising us and, you know, every other kid in the neighborhood who came over for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And my father is actually a neurosurgeon here at U of M, so he was super, super hardworking. I would say entrepreneurial in the source that, in the sense that a lot of people who are interested in small business come from backgrounds that you have to have a lot of grit to succeed, and that's definitely the truth about both of my parents. You know, they didn't come from silver spoon backgrounds, and they were able to really use their education to get ahead and do terrific things in life, which is what they really injected in all their children, that you've got to have a lot of grit. Nothing is given to you. You really need to make sure that you work hard. No matter what you achieve or what level you get to, you should always be humble and always be willing to continue to work and re-earn your job, you know, every day in every way.
Absolutely. So tell us about your journey. So you, you know, how did you get, you know, from leaving your house when you were a kid to where you're at now? I mean, did you go to college? And then, you know, when you transitioned from there, what did you do? And then, you know, how did you get on this track, in essence?
Sure. Well, that's a big question. From leaving my house,
yeah,
to getting here, I
know.
Walk out the front door.
I follow that. Give me
the,
I guess, a bridge version, maybe.
Yeah, as I said, my parents were really put an emphasis on academics and education, and you know, well balanced lifestyle as a teenager, and really participating in team sports was important to them, making sure that you understood how to lead and how to be part of a team as well. So I think those were things that really helped me as a young person before entering college. I went to the University of Michigan undergrad, so right in my own backyard, not because I was afraid to leave home, but because I was afraid to give up such a terrific education and go someplace else just for the sake of leaving town and getting, you know, 200 miles away. So I really appreciated the academic institution that is the University of Michigan, which teaches you how to think critically and how to really challenge yourself to do things that might not be what is expected of you. So I spent a lot of time in college focusing on sort of traditional arts and English and science and so on. Always knew I wanted to be in advertising. Ironically enough, I think in fourth or fifth grade, I heard a jingle for Ryder trucks, ironically enough, and I never forgot it. And I just was curious, you know, who creates that type of thing? So I always had my sights set on advertising and business, even when I didn't quite understand what that was. Finished undergrad, went to graduate school to pursue more specific academic training in advertising and consumer behavior research, and then spent about 10 years, roughly, I guess, in Chicago in the agency world, which is a great place to grow up in your early 20s and to know what it means to work for 80 hours for little pay. But that goes back to the grit and the idea of, you know, nothing comes for free. You've got to be willing to work hard. So that's kind of my early development in terms of my the beginnings of my professional career, and landing in franchising has been a real, real blessing for me. I moved back to Ann Arbor, was pursuing additional work, but it wasn't going to be in large size agency work unless I went automotive, and that wasn't my background. So kind of stumbled upon this brand where I was driving by and saw the cars parked in the parking lot, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show. And I thought, gosh, I didn't know they were headquartered here. Just started getting in touch with them, realized they had some opportunities to improve their web presence and their marketing, and honestly started as their director of marketing when they'd never had one before. A company this size had never had someone really overseeing their marketing. So it was a great position for me to be in, a need that Molly Maid had at the time to elevate their brand presence locally, nationally, and in terms of awarding new businesses. And kind of the rest is history. I just kept building the brand and really working hard to make sure that the staff here was growing and understanding how our contributions are going to help those who are out in the field. And I guess 4 years ago now was asked to take over the role of presidency and kind of looked over my shoulder. Are you sure you're talking to me? Went ahead and just sort of dove in and said, well, I'll try it. It's not, I certainly don't have the resume that suggests I can do all these different things, but you'd be surprised what you can do when you're asked.
Well, yeah, not only that, I mean, clearly you have this just intense energy about you, and that's a big time compliment, you know, that you seem to have this thirst for growth, knowledge, and sometimes that's a better fit, right? That you're not coming up with preconceived notions on how to run an organization and all these different things. So you're open and receptive to new ideas, and I'm sure your learning curve is really good. Ability to learn things very, very quickly. So we're going to take a quick break. Hang on there, Meg. What I want to do is when we come back, I want to talk to Molly Maid and about Molly Maid and what you guys are doing and some of your differentiators out there in the marketplace, because it's fascinating to see what you're talking about. And I'm interested in how your personality has been infused into the organization and what kind of impact that's had. So stick around. We're going to come right back with Meg Roberts of Molly Maid. Listen to Big Pitch Radio, so bigpitchradio.com. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. We'll be right back. Talk to you soon.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, in the street, gonna be a big man someday, you got mud on your face.
So, you've got a nice website, been up and running for quite a while now, lots of compliments from friends and colleagues, but you're discouraged because nobody can find your website. Searches for your keywords bring up your competitors. You need help. That's where CyberPro 911 Web Design and SEO comes in. The experts at CyberPro 911 will analyze your web presence and get you ranked where you should be. Higher page rank means more visitors and more conversions. Don't wait. Get your website found. Check out our complete line of web services today at cyberpro911.com.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-995-1903. That's 1-800-995-1903.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad. U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. I'm Jason Gary, Kevin Harrington, and Marla Tabaka on a little bit of a hiatus. We'll be back. But we are blessed to have Meg Roberts on with us, and she's president of Molly Maid, and they're based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And last year alone, they were able to their residential cleaning group out there, franchise. They did more than 1.6 million homes last year alone. And, you know, so I want to get into Molly Maid a little bit. How have you guys continued to provide, you know, some of the exceptional service, customer service that you guys have, and maintain this incredible reputation that you've had over 3 decades? Because it's one thing to start off with a bang. It's another thing to sustain. You know, you guys have like over 450 units nationwide. How have you guys? That's a big challenge. How have you guys been able to consistently do that over the years?
Well, that's a great question, Jason, but I think it's a pretty easy one for us to answer. The demand in this category is absolutely phenomenal. Everybody wants their house cleaned. People want that free time with their families. This is not considered a luxury service anymore, as it maybe once was in the 70s or 80s, but it's absolutely something that everybody needs, wants, and for the most part can afford, particularly when you really look at what is gained from the time that you can find with your family when you don't spend your weekend hours, those precious few that you have, cleaning your home. So we've been around for 35 years at this point. Our brand name is synonymous with house cleaning, like Kleenex is to facial tissue, and I think that's in large part because we were the first professional residential house cleaning company to have a fleet of vehicles. So that sounds not so interesting today because everybody does it, but when you're the first one to the market in the 1980s driving 1984 Ford Escorts, and they were emblazoned with our brand name from door to door, you build recognition. You know, today that happens with our vehicles, it happens online, it happens in social media. But because, you know, we named it, we claimed it at that time. And so we're still able to really benefit from that brand name, the familiarity of who we are. And when people are looking for a maid service online, they might say, I need a Molly Maid, or they'll use our term in search terminology, which is really a great benefit to us. But that's just the brand name. I think what's even more significant is who we are and who is behind the brand. We're very selective in who we award our businesses to in new communities because trust is such a critical factor of the service we provide. We want to make sure that our franchisees are people of great integrity who are going to care, you know, with great concern and support for their home service professionals, their house cleaners, who will in turn care for your home. So it's not just any old franchise that could boom, as you suggested, in a couple of years and then winnow out a few years later. We're very interested in continuing that steady, solid growth that is built really in trust and integrity. And that's what our business is all about. After all, we have the keys to our customers' home. So it's imperative that we are professional and that we are trustworthy.
You know, and, you know, one of the things that you talked about earlier was that, you know, it's for franchise, potential franchisees, it's a great business to get into because people always need their homes, you know, cleaned, whether they do it themselves or somebody else does it, you know. And, you know, but let's speak to that a little bit. I mean, it seems like the need for residential cleaning services, you know, never really fades. You know, talk to how that, you know, how Molly Maids, you know, addressing that issue in terms of, I mean, you guys, I think you've done over $2 billion in the last 30 years of cleaning. So clearly, you know, the need continues. I mean, how are you guys tackling that demand? And what is the demand out there?
You know, more the demand has increased, and we see that from, you know, any type of reporting from our federal government in terms of this segment and category, those reporting their taxes who are in this category, that it continues to grow. We've got more, you know, dual-income working families. We've got young people with more disposable income who can afford it and who want to do fun things on the weekends. We've got early retirees who can afford our services as well. So the breadth of demand has increased. At the same time, so has our ability to award businesses, and so too has competition emerged. But I would say in the franchise industry, what's interesting about services or franchising in general, for any of your listeners out there who are thinking, gosh, I'd love to own my own business one day, and a lot of us think that. Half of us think, okay, I'm going to start my own business from scratch. And some people are particularly entrepreneurial and can do that. And others say, gosh, I'm going to find a model that works and I'm going to go pursue that. And the first thing they think of is a franchised restaurant or a franchised retail store. And there are some great brands out there. And I have a lot of friends in this industry who do amazing things. But I can be sure the last thing they think of is Molly Maid in residential cleaning. And I'm not embarrassed to say that. It's not the sexiest industry, but I think it's incredibly sexy because to me, there's nothing sexier than recurring revenue and a cash business and the knowledge that the service industry I'm getting into is not a fad. It's not cupcakes, for instance, that are going to be exciting for 3 years and then go away. So I contest that the smartest people in franchising are often those who buy the least obvious franchise business. And that, in many cases, is residential house cleaning. So for us in Molly Maid, I would put our franchisees up against any people in Mensa because I think they're really brilliant folks who say, I'm overcoming the idea that I own a quote-unquote cleaning service. I'm proud to own that because I'm certain that I'm going to be able to provide jobs. I'm certain that there's demand in my industry. I'm certain that 90% of my customers pay me in cash and come back every other week. What better model can you think of?
I love it. I love it. We had the CEO of Real Property Management on, and they have quite a few locations. I don't know, have you ever heard of Real Property Management?
I have, absolutely.
Yeah, and Lucas was on, and you know, he said the same exact thing. It's like, it's not the sexiest, but when you think about it, you know, it is predictable. It's needed. It's, you know, everything you just described. And so it's interesting that you guys are, I mean, it was funny because you basically are eating from the same plate in a sense. And so I'd be interested to get you guys connected up if you're not already, because it could be a good play there.
It's a funny analogy that you draw there, because there's sort of the buffet of franchising that is, you know, gosh, there's so many things to choose from. But when you look at this plate, as you describe, that recurring revenue, there's always demand. The other thing it provides, which is terrific, is predictable hours. You know, a lot of people who look at small business ownership are trying to get out of the grind of corporate America, where they're there from 7 to 10, but then they buy a restaurant and they're there from 7 to 2 a.m. You know, it's just sometimes you wonder how people think through the process of what they really want.
Yeah. Yeah. Hang tight, Meg. Will you stick around for one more segment? I'd love to have you come on for one more segment
here.
No problem. And, we'll do that. I want to spend a little bit more time with Meg. It's just too interesting to let her go here. So we're going to come back here, Big Pitch Radio. Then we'll bring Amy on in the following segment, Karina. I'm really excited to talk with her. She's got this great insights, you know, here about Molly made, franchising. And when we come back, I want to find out a little bit more about, any mentors you've had or books that you've read that you can talk to our audience about that they can get inspiration from. So we'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio, so bigpitchradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Big Pitch Radio, so BigPitchRadio.com. We're here with Meg Roberts of Molly & May. We got Amy Tepper from Amy Tepper Law coming up on the next segment. So, Meg, to get back to Molly & May a little bit, you guys clearly are providing a lot of great opportunities for franchisees out there. Just to touch on that a little bit, what does it cost for a franchisee to get into Molly & May, and what kind of cash and reserves should they have?
Our model is really an inexpensive model relative to a lot of other franchise systems. Our franchise fee and territory fee will run a new owner about $60,000, and then they're going to need capital to run the business, so about $100,000 in cash for the first year to handle their fleets, their rent, all of their marketing, and so on. That doesn't include their living expenses, of course, but you're looking at, you know, somewhere between $150,000 and $200,000 for your first year of operation.
Okay. And that's actually really, really good. I mean, it's a heck of a lot less than, you know, buying a big, huge restaurant with all that stuff involved there as well.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah, you know, we don't have a ton of time, so I want to touch any mentors or mentor that you can point to. I'm sure you've had a lot of them, but anyone in particular that you feel has been instrumental in, you know, helping you get to where you're at today?
Yeah, I can say that, you know, over the past 20 years when I've been asked this question, I've always said, you know, the biggest mentors I've ever had were my parents in terms of work ethic and just, you know, really instilling in me how much tenacity, how much grit, how much integrity is critical in your professional life. And that remains true. But I was also blessed in the last several years to have a mentor like no other in my professional career, our former CEO, a gentleman named Craig Donaldson, who's now leading a terrific fitness company out in the Provo, Utah area. I would listen to him, and every word he said I would hang on, because he continues to be, but certainly was a terrific mentor to me in the subtleties of how to lead, how to be decent and kind, even in the most difficult times, and to always be firm, fair, and friendly. Those were really Craig's three critical compass points, if you will, and those have been impressed upon me in such a tremendous way that I'll always have a special place in my heart for him, because he taught me some things that you don't learn academically and that maybe you wouldn't listen to as closely if they came from your own parents. He is a tremendous leader and figurehead and wildly successful, with a fabulous reputation for kindness and fairness. And that's hard to establish with some of the businesses of the size and nature that he has, you know, been at the helm of. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for that and learned quite a bit. I wish I'd been able to learn from him for a few more years before he moved on to his next thing, but I'm happy to have had those couple of years.
That's great. Well, that's very nice. You know, books wise, we only have a couple minutes, but any books that you've read out there, business or non-business books that you felt was transformative in terms of the way you looked at business or
oh gosh,
life?
Oh man, there's so many. It's hard to choose.
Anyone that like really stands out?
Yeah, I would say, you know, I love the book by Micah Brzezinski years ago called Know Your Value, which as a woman really was an important book to read to understand how to best negotiate, how to not see your gender as any limitation, and to really expect and command the respect and demand what you're worth in the business place. So that's one that's hung with me for several years. I think I read it 5 years ago, and I'm sure she's written something since, but I really appreciated her point of view as it comes to knowing your value, which is, in fact, the title of her book.
I love it. I love it. If you were to, if you were to offer up any piece of advice to the leaders out there, companies that you felt is paramount in terms of, you know, navigating, you know, employees and you know, managers and having that dovetail well into the direction of the business, what would that be?
For me, the biggest success in the past 9 years here at Service Brands has been identifying talent and letting talent lead. Of course, you've got to help train them and you've got to mentor and grow them. But when you have great people, the way to keep great people is to give them space and room to grow and to work alongside you as opposed to beneath you, so to speak. You can't manage flat when you're the president of an organization, but you certainly can allow people to rise right up to your level, give them some of the responsibilities that traditionally would be your own. Ultimately, if you're at the top of an organization, you're going to need to go someplace at some time. So it's great to have people beneath you that you think could replace you. That doesn't intimidate me at all. That excites me because I think hopefully I've contributed something to making them as good or better than I am.
Mm-hmm. And that's a tough thing. You've probably seen that out there. It's a tough thing for leaders to relinquish control. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's certainly true that there are those moments where you look at yourself in the mirror and say, am I relevant? Am I doing anything that's helpful? And you're probably doing something different. You know, I'm no longer finishing a project or contributing in a hands-on way to the development of a program. But what you do behind the scenes subtly and leading and guiding and mentoring, those things have value that perhaps is less empirical, but that is equally important to the long-term health and fortitude of your business. So it's, it can be hard to relinquish control. And there's times when you wish you hadn't, but those are mistakes you learn from too.
Well, not that you're not continuing to keep your mental floodgates open, but when you were brought in as president, even though you didn't necessarily have the on paper credentials for it, were you surprised as to how fast you assimilated to that role and how well you've done thus far?
Well, I mean, if I said I wasn't, I would be, I wouldn't be terribly humble. Yeah, it just took me a minute to pick it all up. No, it took me, I would say the first year I was definitely getting my sea legs. You know, at that time I was trying to control a lot more things. And the reality is I want to know enough about everything that I can speak intelligently, that I understand the academics and the implications of any of the problems that we're having, but I don't need to know every single solitary detail. I have team members who know those things and can get into the nitty-gritty and help influence decisions for me, but certainly I'd say the financial side of the business, all of the specifics in terms of budgeting and forecasting and projecting wasn't something I'd done before at that level, and I thought, boy, I'm going to be intimidated. When was the last time I took macro, micro, econ? But it's a heck of a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. And, you know, you've got to find the fun in financials when you don't get to do the sexy marketing stuff anymore. So somehow I've made it interesting.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Well, you know, we got to run here in a minute, but I just wanted to thank you so much for, you know, parting the wisdom that you have, the little nuggets that you put in there, even in just talking about Molly Maid and what you guys are doing out there. It's fantastic to hear your perspective and what you guys are doing and where you're heading. And it's just fascinating. And I want to congratulate you for that. Stick on the line during break. We'll touch base on maybe connecting you up with those guys over there at Real Property Management.
Sure. I appreciate it, Jason. And I would like to say it's Memorial Day weekend. We have a lot of veterans in our system. I'm the daughter of a Vietnam vet, and I hope everybody takes a moment to enjoy their families this weekend, but mostly stops and acknowledges the service of all the people who protect this great nation. So happy Memorial Day weekend to everyone.
Oh, thank you so much. In fact, you could just take over my hosting job because you're better at this than I am. You did a fantastic job. Your energy is infectious. It's just incredible to see what you guys are doing at Molly Maid. I wish you all continued success over there. In the meantime, tell people, the franchise, potential franchisees, or people that want to just procure your services, where they can go to find out more about you guys.
Best place is mollymaid.com. That's where you can find our services. Certainly hire out that service, and don't waste your time cleaning your own home. Let us do that. Make sure you get to the baseball games. You do all the fun stuff. And anyone who's interested in business ownership should be looking at our website, mollymaid.com, and giving us a call. Hey, they can call me if they'd like to. I'd be happy to share with them the ins and outs of what makes a great franchise system. But if you're interested in small business ownership, we've got a lot of great territories available, great college towns, great capital cities where it's just the perfect market for Molly Maid and a great lifestyle for people who are interested in spending more time with their families. This is the perfect business opportunity for that. So check us out at mollymaid.com.
Meg, it's been a pleasure having you on Big Pitch Radio Show. Hopefully you've enjoyed your time here as well. And let's get you back on again sometime soon. How's that sound?
I sure have. Go blue. Thanks, Jason.
Go blue. That's right. Go blue. Stick around. We'll be right back. We'll come back with Amy Tepper. She's got some great questions that have come in, and we'll ask her those when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We appreciate your listening to us here at Big Pitch Radio. And again, yes, thanks to all the veterans and soldiers out there with Memorial Day coming up. Appreciate you listening. Talk to you soon.
Have you heard? The pages of American Patriot.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Big Pitch Radio Show, BigPitchRadio.com. I'm Jason Gary, Kevin Harrington, and Marla Tabaker on a day hiatus. We'll be back. We had a great conversation with Meg Roberts of Molly May. Go check them out at MollyMay.com. If you want a franchise or if you want to just have your house cleaned, they have all the systems in place. They've done all the vetting for you. It's safe. They know how to do what they do. Check them out. It was a pleasure having her on the show. And we have Amy Tepper from AmyTepperLaw.com as well as Legal in a Box. .com, our in-house legal counsel residents here to answer all your business questions, and really excited to have her on. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic. Excited to have you back on. And we had some good questions come in this last time, and I thought it was interesting. One, I want to know what it's about as well, and I'd like to get right into these. The first question we had come in was, what is the ADA? And why is it important if I have employees? What is that?
So the ADA is a federal law, and what that stands for is Americans with Disabilities Act. And so what that encourages or requires, rather, employers to do is to engage in an interactive process with anyone who they, works for them that may or potentially be disabled. So this is a law that requires full interactive conversations with folks who may have medical disabilities and requires employers to make an accommodation for those folks. Accommodations meaning wheelchair ramps or braille or something like that. The tricky part about the ADA is that sometimes those disabilities are not obvious or evident. And so what may come across as someone who's just taking too many sick days in reality is someone who is suffering with some kind of sick leave issue or potentially a disability. So I guess my main point for employers is to keep your ears open, keep your eyes open, and keep communication open with those folks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very, very good. You know, we get a lot of good questions out here. One of them was, let me pull this one up here. It says, I've had an employee come to me with some health concerns. I don't think he can do the job he was hired for. Is termination legal here?
Yeah, so, you know, get kind of staying on the same theme with employees who may have medical issues. Again, just because someone is taking sick days, or possibly even in your mind, you know, abusing sick days. So, right, what you think is an abuse of sick days, maybe they're taking continuous long weekends or taking the Fridays off in the summertime. You never really know. And just like with the ADA, with any medical issue with employees, the issue is to keep open communications, keep confidential communications, of course, but really make sure that if they qualify for Family Medical Leave Act, that 50 employees or more at your location, then those people get 12 weeks of protected job protection leave under the FMLA. If it's not, take a look at your handbook policies. Make sure that you are not going to terminate someone before you get to the bottom of why it is they're taking the sick time.
Amy, sorry about that. We had a little bit of tech. Can you hear me, Amy? Okay, it looks like Amy is gone now. Not a big deal. We had dropped Amy. We'll bring her back on next time to ask these other questions here. So anyway, back to Memorial Day coming up. I do want to say that I think we live in a fantastic country, and a lot of that is owed to the veterans and soldiers out there. You know, we have been so blessed to be afforded the freedoms that we have. And when we come up on this Memorial Day, I think it's important to take a moment to really think about that, reflect on that. You know, we could talk about the challenges and issues America has, but there is a reason why there's such a heavy influx of people from other countries trying to get over to the United States, right? So you need to really consider that. I mean, this is the land of opportunity. So I want to thank all your veteran soldiers out there. We do have Amy back on, so we'll try to get these last couple questions answered if we can. Sorry about that, Amy. Had a little technical difficulty there. The third question we had come in was, what is going on with these new white-collar exemptions for the FLSA? And what do I need to know?
Oh, all right. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I am that excited about wage and hour law. But no, in all seriousness, the importance of these new laws is that it pretty drastically changes the amount of salary. So for an exempt employee. So in other words, you're paying your employees salary, and they are doing managerial responsibilities, and they're making decisions on their own, and there's some autonomy. So they're truly salaried people. But their salary is maybe in the 30s, maybe in the 40s. Well, now that has changed. So if you're going to have a salaried employee, that person has to make over $46,000. And so that's going to be a big, big change with employees looking to reclassify themselves as hourly, which means time and a half over 40.
Wow. Okay. So basically, it's good for the employees. Interesting for the employers. There's a chance that employers will be, instead of paying that, may hire additional people, correct?
Yeah. So I think the two solutions that employers have to seriously look at is either, if you want to keep those folks exempt, raising the salary so that it qualifies the new salary level, which is $46,600. Unlike what it was, 23, and this goes into effect December 1st, or switch those people back to hourly and pay overtime, or hire more people and manage your overtime. So lots of financial considerations.
Absolutely. Well, Amy, it's been great having you on. Real quickly, tell people where they can find out more information about you. We got about 30 seconds.
LegalInTheBox.com, and on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, an attorney for every business.
Awesome, Amy. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. And you've been listening to Big Pitch Radio, so bigpitchradio.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. Go to Facebook and like us, Twitter, and follow us both at Big Pitch Radio. We want to, again, thank all the veterans and soldiers out there for the very brave men and women that protect the very freedoms that we enjoy on a daily basis. You guys have a fantastic rest of your week. We'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.